If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's visit with Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Bob, I said a minute ago, some of us got some rain the other day and the lawns kind of perked up. What are you noticing in your neighborhood?
Well, we're still short about 6 inches for the season.
Really? That much? Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's at O'Hare. I only look at the O'Hare stats. But I wanted to clarify first, we usually meet on Wednesdays, not Thursdays, that you said before the commercial.
Yeah, I did just that. Oh, you and your details.
Well, and I also heard, too, that the Sly Stallone thing was a hoax.
Wait.
So I don't...
The Sly and the Family Stone, Sly Stone is still alive?
Sly and the Fish. I thought you meant Sylvester Stallone.
No. Yeah, Sylvester Stallone alive.
Got it.
I know, and he sometimes goes by the nickname Sly Stallone, but Sly and the Family Stone...
Gotcha.
Stallone. Is his last name Stallone?
He died. I don't think so. Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
A sad week. Beach Boys, not good.
I know. And 82 is feels like a smaller number than it used to, doesn't it? The obit includes the fact that they were once with a band called the Pendletones, and I didn't know this. It says here that the name of the band was changed unbeknownst to them. Their manager said, "You're now the Beach Boys," and they didn't even know that. Okay, more about that down the road.
Okay, let me just give a generalization too on that, because of now they're talking about this major heat that's going to be in the 90s today and tomorrow.
Yeah,
just a reminder: do not water at night. It's one of the worst things you can do for your lawn. It's just going to, especially if nighttime temperatures are above 70, you're just harboring fungus to colonize and destroy your turf. So don't water at night.
You only want us to get up early in the morning and put water on the lawn at 6 a.m., right?
5-6 o'clock in the morning before sunup. So the sun comes up, it burns off the little bit of dew that's left, and there's not the moisture available for the fungus to colonize.
If you do it in the afternoon, it's just going to evaporate more than soak into the turf. And if you do it in the evening, it's going to sit there and foment this fungus or whatever, huh?
Yeah, and if you can't only water during the day, that's okay. You are just wasting some money to evaporation. But it's not going to hurt the grass as much as watering at night.
Okay, so that's the cardinal sin. Actually, Kevin pulled me aside and was asking me some questions about lawn and plant care, and I didn't have any answers for him. What's your problem over there, Kevin?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, I have a lot of questions, but I'll focus on this one. I have a tulip tree in my front yard. I didn't know it was a tulip tree until it started blooming. It's a beautiful tree. I love it. But it's a messy tree. Tulips all over my driveway. And more than that, it's this honeydew or sap something. It is all over the driveway. What is that normal? Can I expect this all summer? Is there something I can do to prevent that? What can you tell me about the tulips?
Stick to your car then, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is called honeydew. You're correct. And it is normal. It won't go away completely, but it will stop as the season goes on. It just spends a lot of energy pushing out the flowers and everything, so it's all part of it coming out of dormancy.
So I can expect every time around this year to get this honeydew on the driveway and the cars?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The seller's agent didn't bring that up.
No,
huh?
we bought the house in the fall, so we didn't see.
That's funny, Kevin, because we bought a house one time in Minneapolis, the first house we bought up there, and it was near the airport. And the guy said, yeah, but the planes, you know, you really don't hardly see them or hear them. And that we bought that. So he showed us the house on a Sunday when there wasn't a lot of air traffic. And then we bought the house. And I remember we moved in and I could see faces on the people landing over my house.
You're waving to
I
them.
I went, oh, my God. The wheels are down. Holy cow. So sometimes you just have to grin and bear it. Bob Bertog is the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Hey, Bob, does that not at night rule on watering include gardens, not just lawns?
No, it's lawn. Well, I wouldn't do it, but you're okay with the gardens, but not lawns for sure. And best time to water anything is first thing in the morning. And then now when I talked about watering during the day with your garden, you certainly don't want to water your vegetable garden except at the root base, because it'll scorch the leaves.
What?
You want to water with the hose for the garden, but you want to water at the base. Same thing with roses, too. If you're going to water roses during the day, don't water the top of them because you could scorch the leaves with the water.
The water and the sunlight refracts it. And it's funny because
exactly.
I think a lot of us like to give the whole plant just a good shower, you know, like the rain.
It doesn't hurt to do that. That's actually, you know, it transpires. The water is absorbed by the leaves. That's fine. But especially vegetable gardens with tomatoes, those will scorch the leaves, and roses can get scorched too. So just be cognizant of how sunny and how hot it is when you're doing it.
Why shouldn't we water at night, Bob? It rains at night. Does that ruin our lawn? 815, not a believer.
Well, you can't mess with Mother Nature, and you know you can't control it. But typically, though, when it rains at night, it's usually not above 70 degrees.
Hey, if you really want to water at night, go ahead. No one's going to sue you. Bob's just telling you it's better if you do it first thing in the morning. Hey, John, can you ask Bob, what is the deal with the clover with white flowers in my yard this year? I spent 3 years growing a really nice bluegrass yard. Now it's full of clover. Can I kill it?
Yes, you can use a selective herbicide that's labeled for clover, but clover is extremely bad this year, and it's indicative of a stressed-out lawn. So I would be paying attention to that and fertilize and top dress your lawn. Make sure you're giving it enough water because clover loves compacted soil and stressed out lawns, and it'll take over. So it's telling you that there's something going on in the soil.
Bob, you often talk about the time to apply some of these things, like when they're flowering or before they emerge or after they emerge. So about putting something down, that selective herbicide, it's okay to do it now? This is a good time?
Especially with clover, because clover is flowering now. Again, though, read the label, because you don't want to be putting any herbicides down over 85 degrees, because it'll volatilize and it'll drift over into favorable plants, and you can burn up some plants that you really don't want to burn up.
Hey, Bob, I have my yard treated. I have a mature tree that is showing some wilting. Could their herbicide they sprayed on my lawn be hurting my tree?
Absolutely. I don't know the details of how they sprayed, but if it was hot or if it was windy, more than likely you could have gotten drift and it could have gotten on the
really?
Leaves, which will wilt them and scorch them. Yes.
How about that? Tom, why don't you ask a question? You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. Tom, what's your question?
Hi, Bob. I planted an aspen tree about 5 years ago, 10 feet away from the foundation of my house. And now I'm concerned about the root system damaging my foundation.
Don't be concerned. The roots don't want to just grow straight. They'll take the path of least resistance, and they'll take a hard left or a hard right once they hit the foundation.
Maybe they might buckle some thinner pieces of pavement, like a sidewalk or something. Bobby, you don't think this is going to harm the house, huh?
No, it's not going to harm the house. To your point, yes, so the roots near the surface could lift the sidewalk, but that's from the girth of the root. It's not because the root is penetrating through the walk. It's going to find the path of least resistance.
Tom, I hope that helps. And Dave, how can we help you? You're on WGN.
Hey, first of all, I want to say this is my favorite segment of the week. I love Bob's advice. It's always good. I've acquired 15 or more rose bushes, and I bought them as long-stem tea roses. And over the years, they've transformed into these multiple-bud telemundos. Have you ever heard of this, Bob?
Well, I know some of the grandiflora roses do exactly what you're saying. And personally, I'd be happy that you have that. Tea roses are such high-maintenance plants that, you know, they require constant care, where the newer varieties of roses, the shrub roses and the ever-blooming roses, a lot less care, just as much showiness. The only thing is you just can't put them in a vase as easily.
Yeah,
exactly. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for the phone call. Yeah. Hey, why are my hydrangea leaves curling, says 630. I thought maybe they were just getting ready for the Winter Olympics, but what do you have to say, Bob?
They need water. Hydrangea love water.
So is that probably true of leaves and other bushes and things in my yard? If it's showing a little stress, water, 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 that's the basic solution right now?
Yes, but don't overwater evergreens.
Oh.
But the wilting of the leaves is generally indicative of lack of water or what that other gentleman described as his herbicide damage on his tree. It could be that as well.
What are the best ways to get rid of moles in my yard? What are they eating that I need to get rid of?
You know, there's a bunch of different deterrent baits out there. Usually it's scented, and they stay away from that. I'm sure there's traps, too, but a lot of people don't like that, to trap them and kill them. But,
yeah, but, I mean, could we just figure out what they're going after and then get rid of that? What are they eating down there? What are they doing down there?
Well, I think what they're doing is they're just finding a place to live and hide. They're not necessarily feeding on anything in that area underground. Again, it's easy for them to get underneath porches where they can just burrow through the stone. So they're just basically looking for a place to hide out.
Speaking of water, what does Bob think of soaker hoses for new grass?
It's not going to penetrate into the root zone. Soaker hoses are generally used for trees and shrubs. Grass, you want to simulate rain as best as you can. So a sprinkler is going to do a better job than a soaker hose.
How about Ed? You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. Ed, how can we help you?
Yeah, thank you, John, for taking the call. Bob, my question is, I have three rows of Sharons at home, three of them. One of them, I can't get any more leaves on it. It is really beautiful. The other two have zero leaves on them, zero. Nothing has even started with them. And I try to bend the branches. They don't break. Or they don't snap or anything, but there is zero development of anything on the two. And I'm just curious what you think that could be. I don't know if they go dormant for a year or anything, but just curious what you thought.
They shouldn't go dormant. If you can scratch the bark and if you see green underneath there, there's a reason that they didn't flower or leaf out at all. What you want to do is look at the underside of the stems, and if it looks like they've been chewed apart, it's cicada damage that's left over from last year.
Hmm. But if it's still green, it's still, they should be flowering, right?
Well, they should still be able to push buds, but they're under a lot of stress right now if it is cicada damage. You just go ahead, and again, if they're green under the bark, fertilize them, keep them watered. You might still be able, they might still force some fresh blooms or at least leaves this year, the leaf out this year.
Rose of Sharon's can be so pretty. I'm sure he's frustrated. One last question. Lisa said, is it too late to care for Creeping Charlie?
Well, it's not flowering anymore, but it is still active. So, yes, you can still treat for it. But, again, you're going to have to follow it up with a follow-up treatment 14 days later.
So do it, and then don't think you're done. Come back 2 weeks later, do it again.
Yes.
Best to get those things, though, when they're flowering, when they're most active, right, Bob?
Correct.
Okay. That's good advice from Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Bob, let's do this again. And I'm going to change the date. Next week, let's do it on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, that works for me, John. Thanks.
Write that down. You bet.